At dusk, on the fourth and final night of this year's deer sterilization, volunteers lie in wait in and around Lafayette Avenue. Lori Briggs helped found Clifton Deer. Her staff have the catch, surgery, and release program down to a science. She explains one person acts as the air traffic controller or point person, and they all communicate via app. We look at her smartphone.
ATC surgery thread, ATC dart and transport, Cincinnati Corps. Which
Briggs, Carol Lottman, and Bob Rack live at Mount Storm Park and convinced the Cincinnati Park Board to pare down its lethal culling program and try sterilization.
So the problem we have is that we live right here in this park and we've gotten to know these deer so personally, really. I mean, literally, my wife names them. They bring their little fawns in and eat the apples from under our tree. They literally have touched noses with our dogs. So we don't think of these as the same kind of wild animals as you'd find out in the country where people hunt them and eat them.
Rack walks me over to a small outbuilding where veterinarian Randy Youngie prepares a makeshift operating room.
So the goal is to have them from dart to, from the time they dart in the field, found, transported, surgery, returned, reversed, and awake in 2 hours.
Youngie says in reality, it takes half that time. He's been working with White Buffalo, Inc., the brains of the operation, in other cities to sterilize up to 95% of does in certain areas. The first year of the Clifton pilot project cost $40,000, all privately raised.
Obviously, culling animals, killing them, hunting them is cheaper and more permanent, but more acceptable to many people method of controlling the deer. So we don't want to eliminate them, we just want to keep them from overpopulating.
White Buffalo has also sterilized deer in Maryland, New York, Virginia, and Missouri. Tony DiNicola is president of the company.
The question is there a density at which immigration of new deer negates any losses that are occurring naturally in the landscape? So you cannot reduce that population any further without taking lethal action? That's the ultimate question.
In a couple of weeks, Clifton residents will find out how close they are to sterilizing enough does to reduce the number of deer in the area. The first year they caught and released 41 does. This year it was 10. Retired police officer Tim Harrison was one of the volunteers darting in a blind.
With the city off to the left, that was so unbelievably weird to sit here, and you got the city over here and you got deer right here, and you're working on a project where you're darting deer on a national level. It was just surrealistic.
The range of volunteers is amazing, according to Bob Rack.
What's really kind of heartwarming is we have hunters, some of the bow hunters from the city parks program volunteered last year. And so you see these guys that have, you know, been out year after year, you know, killing them, dressing them in the field, dragging the carcass back to the truck, taking it off, butchering it, you know, putting it in the freezer. And all of a sudden, here they are, a part of this project where they're handling these deer as absolutely gently and carefully as you can.
Rack says the 3-year permit from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources can be extended 2 more years. If the sterilization works, it may be expanded to other areas if it is sustainable.
Can you develop a local capability to capture and sterilize deer on an ongoing basis that's mostly volunteer and affordable, that it makes sense? I mean, you know, this has got to be practical.
Hanging out the final night was a resident of Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's where White Buffalo was this weekend, starting a sterilization program there. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.